salvation.
慢慢我就看到了神在我们身上做工的那个目的是一个很高很伟大 非常非常有意义的事实。
Gradually, God will show us, we will begin to see the purpose of His salvation is very high, very great, and very meaningful.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为神在一个拯救的恩典乃是一个恢复的工作的显出。
That is because the grace of God's salvation is a manifestation of the restoration of His testimony.
这个恢复的工作的显出,
the manifestation of this restoration work.
我们可以说, 那是神把我们带回他起初造人的目的。
That is, God has brought us back to the original purpose of His creation of man.
而不是只叫我们看见, 哎呀,我现在不吃灭亡, 反得永生, 我得到了。
It is not merely for us to see, now I will not perish, but have everlasting life.
起初的时候我们都是这样。
At the beginning, we are all in this way.
但是慢慢慢慢, 你在神的面前有点渴慕跟追求的时候,
but gradually, as you have desire for God, and we are willing to
很清楚的你会给神带到这个地步, 你看到神在我身上恢复, 他起初造人的目的。
Very clearly, you will see God has brought you to a point that God has restored me to the original purpose of His creation.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到神这样的一个安排的时候，
therefore, brothers and sisters, when we see this arrangement of God,
我们再回过头来看以弗所书第一章里边所说的那句话。
Now, when we return and go back and look again at the words of Ephesians chapter 1,
说到那个万有都在基督里同归于。
When we see this fact that all things shall be gathered up as one in Christ,
乃是根据那些在基督里的人，首先有盼望的人， 让神得着称赞。
That is based on the foundation of those who first trusted in Christ that we are to be the praise of His glory.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里有个什么事情在那里呢？
Brothers and sisters, what do you see there?
那就是说出刚才我提到的，
This tells us what I just mentioned.
如果神要做的这个事情 没有做好，
If God is to do this matter and it is not complete,
神起初造人的那个目的 就没有根据来恢复，
Then the original purpose of God's creation of man would not have been restored.
当神的那个目的要恢复的话，
in order for God's purpose to be restored,
做成功的话，
to be successful,
那这个地上的那个 和这个全万有的光景是怎样的呢？
Then what is the condition of all the world and also in all things?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你绝对不会看到那个时候的光景跟现在是一个模样。
Absolutely, you will not see that condition to be the same as the condition today.
你会看到那一个时候是什么呢？
What condition will you see at that time?
我们用罗马书第8章上头的话来说，
if we use the words in Romans chapter 8,
罗马书第8章那里就说到一件事情，和这件事情非常有密切的关系。
There are these words in Romans chapter 8 that are closely related to these words here.
那里说了什么呢？
What does it say there?
那里说的凡受造之物都在那里叹息。
It says that all creation groans and travails.
叹息，为什么要叹息呢？
Why are they
因为他们乐在劳苦愁烦那里。
That is because they're in suffering.
我想弟兄说你特别注意的，那里说是万物，不是单单说是我们人。
Now, brothers and sisters, there it says all things, not only referring to man.
就是所有的物件都在一个劳苦困乏的那个光景里。
But then all things are there suffering and in travail groaning.
但是他们却有一个等候，
but they have this longing.
等候什么呢？
What is it that they're
等候神的种子显出来，
that they're waiting for the sons of God to be made known.
那神的种子显出来的时候，
now what happens when the sons of God
就带来一个什么的结果呢？
What result would that bring forth?
我们感谢赞美我们的主，
we praise and thank our Lord.
说到神的种子显出来的时候，
when it says that the sons of God,
这就和今天我们在神面前的那个见证的成全
接上关系了。那个神的种子显出来是指着一个什么事实呢？ What is the fact that it's referring to when it says the sons of God are revealed?
我们从当里的圣经的上下文里很清楚地看到，
from the text of that passage you can clearly see,
那是说到我们这些人都在基督里成熟了。
That speaks of the fact for us who are in Christ, now we are mature.
长成了。
We are grown.
用以弗所的话来说，能叫神因我们得荣耀了。
In the words of Ephesians, that we are the ones to the praise of God's glory.
到了这样的一个地步。
At that point.
神的种子显出来，那神种子显出来是怎样呢？神的荣耀就显出来，那神的荣耀显出来就怎样呢？不但是神的种子得到了完全的释放，万有都在那里一同得到这个释放。我们回过头来要问的，那这个事情要成就的话，那个关键在哪里呢？
In order for this to be completed, where is the key?
又是回到以弗所书里边所说到的问题。
Again, it brings us back to the words in Ephesians.
以弗所书里边是说到在基督里首先有盼望的。
And Ephesians tells us for us who first trusted in Christ.
罗马书这里就说到神的种子。
In Romans, it's referred to the sons of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这两个事情是合在一起的。
Brothers and sisters, you can see these two things are connected.
那当神的种子能显出来。
Now when the sons of God are revealed.
那神所买赎的众人都长成到一个地步，叫神的荣耀在他们中间没有受到阻挡了。
That means all the redeemed of the Lord are.Full grown can manifest his glory without any hindrance.
那是什么一回事呢？
What condition is that?
那就是时间到了。
That is the fullness of time.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们也常常碰到好些弟兄姊妹问我们一些问题。
How many times we encounter brothers and sisters asking such a question?
他说神是全知的。
They ask that God is all knowing.
他老早就应该知道以色列人跟不上神。那为什么他还花了那几千两千三千年的时间在以色列人的身上呢？
Why would God spend thousands of years upon them?
然后他撇开那一部分，自己就让神的儿子来，不是顶好了吗？
Wouldn't it be better if he just took away that period of time and sent his son?
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
那这些问题都是把我们带到那个属灵的实际的里边去的。
Such questions will bring us to a spiritual reality.
就是把我们的那个属灵的实际显出来的。
Make known our own spiritual reality.
用什么的，我们也许知道的。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps we know.
我们这个人的堕落。
For our own fall.
那个根源乃是人要出头。
The root of our fall is that man would want to come.
那个过程我不说了。
I won't go through.
我是说那个实际的那个问题。
But in practical, in reality.
那是我们要出头。
That is man wants to come.
我们要上神。
And we want to be like God.
因为我们上神了，我们就可以看见许多的事物。
Because when we are like God, we can see many things.
我们就可以自己做主。
And we can be our own master.
我们就可以完全的根据自己来安排一切。
And we can do all things and make all the arrangements according to our own desire.
亚当的堕落是这样。
That is the situation with
Adam. 我们做亚当的子孙的人活出来的那个光景还是这个样。
God, the sons of Adam, that is the condition which we live out.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的一个光景你要叫它扭转过来。
Brothers and sisters, you want to turn this condition around.
的确是很困难。
It is very difficult.
我想弟兄姊妹们在这些年间常常都会有，特别是在北美，你常常经过一些这样的光景。
I believe brothers and sisters, especially for us who are in Northern America, we might have this condition.
工作的好好的。
We are doing well enough.
突然来一个经济风暴。
And then there's this economy.
现在就不叫经济风暴了，现在叫经济海啸了。
And so it's not only an economic crisis, it's an economic tsunami.
那么一波一波的。
And so it comes in waves.
还有结果把我们的工作很受影响。
And so it greatly affects our work.
那所以这各种各样的情况都会出来。
And so all different situations arise.
弟兄姊妹，你可以考虑到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you can consider.
如果所有的事情发生是让你升高的，你欢喜还是哭啊？
If all things happen so you can be exalted, will you be joyful or weeping?
你绝对不会哭的。
You will not be in sorrow.
但是如果发现那个情况是，不说你把恩人把你的工作丢掉。
But if all these things happen, not that you lost your job.
你只是在你的工作上面有一个调整，在人眼中看来你降级了。
You may just have an adjustment in your job, and perhaps in man's view that you have been lowered.
弟兄姊妹，你碰到这种光景，你喜乐得来吗？
Brothers and sisters, in such such a condition, can you be joyful?
但是我们的天然，我们没有办法。
In our nature, we cannot.
我不扯那么远。
I won't go too far.
我只是借着那意思来说出我们的天然的那个光景。
But through such examples, it shows us our own nature.
那所以神在旧约的日子带领以色列人。
That in the Old Testament, when God led Israel,
他告诉以色列人说。
God told the Israelites,
你们是一个祭司的国度
that you are royal,
你们有一个属灵的任务
and you have a spiritual mission,
你们自己要在神面前活得好
that you must live well before God,
同时你们要把万国也引到神的面前来
that you draw all nations to God.
那你怎么知道你活得好还是不好呢
Now, how do you know you're living well with God?
神就把律法赏赐给他们
God will give you the law.
那么律法赏赐了给他们
and when God gave them the law,
他们有了一个根据了
they have this foundation,
他们有了一个凭借了
and now they have
如果我照着这个方向来活我在神面前就活得对如果我不按照这个方向来跟上的话那我就活得不对但是结果呢以色列人没有跟上那就是他们没有办法来按照神的那个定义来接上去了
that is not according to God's desire, they cannot
follow. 你说神是全知的
you say that God is all knowing.
神为什么让这一段的时间好像白白的浪费掉呢
so then we might question why did God waste so much time?
弟兄姊妹们 我们的神没有浪费他的时间
God does not waste his time.
他知道人的本性里面是那样的愚昧
God knows how foolish in nature.
他要借着那么长久的时间
把
那么具体的一个事实来显露人的本性让我们看见你要靠自己的话你没路走所以你必须转过来你看见神预备的那个拯救弟兄姊妹在旧约神把律法显赐给摩西的时候
Brothers and sisters, when God gave Moses the law,
神跟摩西说了一个话
God said these words to Moses,
是非常非常重要的
They are very, very important.
新约圣经里边也把那个话引用了好多遍了
In the New Testament, the words are used many times.
也许很多弟兄姊妹们你读过那句话但是你没有把它放在心里
Perhaps brothers and sisters who have read those words who have not put it in heart.
但我想我们今天就让神把那个话放在我们心里
So may God put those words in our hearts today.
让我们看见
So that we would see.
神所做的那个事情有计划有规矩有阶段的
That God does all things in order and in stages.
神没有白费他的时间
God does not waste his time.
那神跟摩西说了什么话呢
What words did God say to Moses?
那是在申命记十八章上头
That is in Deuteronomy chapter 18.
那神借着摩西向以色列人宣告说
Through Moses, God declared to the Israelites,
将来在你们中间要兴起一个弟兄向我
That in your midst, I will raise up a brethren like you.
如果有人不听他的话
If there is any that would not obey
这个人就要从民中剪除
that person will be cut off.
弟兄姊妹们我们读这节经文的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we read this verse,
我们只是从最表面的事上面来留意的
We only look at it from the surface.
那就是神把律法赏赐给人
That is that God gave the law.
人按照神的律法来行
that if man followed according
那人在神面前就蒙纪念了
the man would be remembered by God.
但弟兄姊妹们
God, brothers and sisters,
你注意神当时说这个说对以色列民说这个话的时候
if you take note of the words of God to Israel,
神的话是怎么说的呢
what did God's word say?
他说我要在你们中间兴起一位弟兄像摩西
I will raise up a brethren in your midst like Moses.
当这一个弟兄显出来的时候
and when he is made known,
你们都要听他
you must obey him.
如果你不听他的话那这个人就要从民中剪除
then he shall be cut off from the people.
我想弟兄姊妹们
I believe, brother,
你做这样一个比方你就清楚这句话的意思了 你就明白这句话为什么在新约里头一而再再而三的给引用出来了
then you understand why these words repeated in the New Testament
那个比方很容易明白的
that comparison is very easy for us to understand.
那就是说
that means,
现在有一个人
now there's someone,
他对着神的律法
according to the law of God,
每一样他都活得对了
he has fulfilled every one of it.
他真的能像保罗说律法我从小到大我都遵守过了也可以像那个年轻的官我全都遵守过了
you can say like that young rich ruler, sure I've kept it all from my youth.
那如果真的也真有这样的一个人，
and if there is such an individual,
现在在那个弟兄中间所显明的那个人出来了。
Now this one among the brethren has been made known.
他在那里说话。
And there he is speaking.
我们读那个约翰福音，读四福音的时候，我们就很清楚看到这些事。
When we read the four Gospels, the Gospel of John, we can clearly see this.
如果按照条文来说，以色列人都活得很好。
By the law, the Israelites live well.
但是有一件事情他们不太对了。
But there's one thing that they are wrong.
他们就觉得主耶稣在那里说的话，并没有律法那样有恩有权力。
They feel the word spoken by the Lord was not as authoritative as the law.
那现在就碰到这样的一件事。
And so now this issue arises.
有的人就是这个样的。
If man is this way,
律法他不全守住。
And yet he has fulfilled all the law.
但是主在那里说话他不听。
But when the Lord is speaking, they do not obey him.
弟兄姊妹你来说。
Brothers and sisters,
这个人还能活吗？
Can that person that does not obey live?
这个人还可以继续在神的百姓中间活下去吗？弟兄姊妹们，你很清楚看到那个结果。这个人是不能活的。
He cannot live.
因为他不听那个人的话。
Because he did not obey that one.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意神说这个话的目的在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to the purpose of God's word there.
这很清楚给我们看到。
It shows us very clearly.
神用着律法来了让以色列人显露人的缺陷。
God has used the law to expose the weakness, the lacking of the Israelites.
然后把人就带到神的儿子的面前。
And then brings man into the presence of his son.
虽然在那个时候神的儿子还没有来。
And even though at that time God's son has not come yet.
但神确实把这样的一个原则的事实老早就放在他们当中。
But God has already placed this principle long ago among the Israelites.
那四福音里头的那些犹太人就是落在这个愚昧的里头。
Now for the Jews in the four Gospels period, they are falling into that foolishness.
我们这些外邦人信主的那个经历啊，也同样走过这一段愚昧的路。
Even for the experience of us Gentiles who are in salvation have gone through that path.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
他是在那里老早神就给他指出了，这一个人的话是比律法的权力还要高。
Long ago, God has pointed out to us the word of this one is even greater than the word of the law.
用主自己的话来说，
in the Lord's own word,
他并没有破坏律法。
He did not break the law.
他只是把律法的要求完全满足。
But he has fulfilled the law.
你们都不能满足律法。
You cannot fulfill the law.
所以你们都落在律法的定罪的底下。
So you fall under condemnation of the law.
但是我们的主能满足那个律法。
But our Lord is able to fulfill the law.
所以他所显出来的就比律法的要求还要高。
Therefore, what he is able to manifest is even greater requirement than the law.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那当我们领会到这样的一件事的时候，我们就回过头来看神给我们的救恩。这个救恩 是什么目的呢？不是把我们带回旧约律法的底下，乃是把我们带到神的恩典里面，得着释放，得着恢复。那不但是我们这个人得着恢复，神还要继续的用着我们这个人，让我们这个人能被神用到一个地步，先在人的中间开始，然后把这个影响带进万物。
God is to restore us and continue to work in us so that we are not only among men this restoration is brought forth, but also eventually in all things.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我花了好多时间和弟兄姊妹们看整看这一个历史的那个经过。
Now I've spent much time with brothers and sisters to see the history of this matter.
那我们现在要回到我们这个新约里边那个传承的问题上。
Now we have to come back to the New Testament in the completion of this.
那里说到时候将到，神要叫万有都在基督里同归于。
There it tells us in the fullness of the dispensation of time, God is to gather all things salvation, summed them up as one in Christ.
神是把我们从律法带进恩典。
God has brought us from the law into grace.
神是把我们从定罪带到释放。
God has brought us from this damnation into freedom.
神也是把我们从贫乏里面带进丰富。
God has also brought us to our wretchedness, also into His abundance.
神做这个目的做什么呢？
What is the purpose of God's work?
这个目的乃是要叫我们能被神得到一个地步，让神起初造人的目的恢复在我们的身上。
The purpose of God's work is so that His original purpose for our creation can be restored upon us.
那恢复到我们身上有什么目的呢？
What is the purpose of this restoration?
就带进万有都在基督里同归于一。
So that will bring forth all things gathered together as one in Christ.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们现在来注意了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, now let us.
神这一件事情。
In this matter,
是非常非常的重要的。
It is very, very important.
刚才我也提过，
I have already mentioned,
如果神做这个事情做不成功的话，
If this matter of God is not successful,
神的计划就不能继续往前去的。
Then God's plan cannot move forward.
如果神的计划要完成的话，
If God's plan was fulfilled,
这一段的时间，那这一段的事情一定要做清楚。
Then this point must be complete.
那弟兄姊妹，我们可以简单，我简单的来和弟兄姊妹提一下。
Now I'll simply mention this with brothers and sisters.
那我们都信主了。
Now we all believe in the Lord.
那最近特别的几年来，神借着各种各方面的地上和天上所显出的现象，好像都吸引我们的心注意到，他要主快回来了。
It seems that in the recent years, God has used many things earthly and in the heavens to.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神的确是借助这些事情来叫我们要有一点的苏醒。
Indeed, through these things, God will cause us to be alert.
主是不是马上今天晚上就来？这个我们不敢说。
Will it be that the Lord will return quickly, even tonight? We dare not.
但是无论如何，我们知道我们前面有一天。我们都要站立在主的面前。
We all realize that one day we'll all stand before the Lord.
那现在弟兄姊妹们，我又来问另外一个问题。
I will ask yet another question.
你为什么要信主？
Why you must believe in the Lord?
还是那个老问题。
It's still the same question.
你说我要得救。
You say I want to be saved.
那当然我们是需要得救的。
Of course we need to be saved.
教会在这样的服事上面，在得救的这一件事情，一点都不放松的。
That in all service, in all matters of the church, this matter of our being saved, we cannot be lax.
但是弟兄姊妹，你必须要看到一件事。
But brothers and sisters, you must be able to see one.
对得救的事情不放松，不等于得救是我们在神面前承受恩典的结果。
But just because we're very strict on this point of being saved, that does not mean that it's the sole purpose of our salvation.
我们只能看见。
We must see.
我们得救是我们进入神丰盛的恩典的起点。
We must realize our being saved is only the beginning of our entrance into the abundant grace of God.
在这一个起点以后，
starting point.
神要继续把我们往前带，
that will continue to lead us forward,
一直带到一个地步，
until one day,
他的心意在我们身上没有受到阻挡，
that His will can be manifested in us without any hindrance.
神的荣耀要发表，
God's glory is to be manifested.
他从在谁身上可以发表呢？
Upon whom can His glory?
身上在我们这些人的身上可以发表。
God's glory can be manifested.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们被神带到这样的一个地步，神在我们身上的那一个拯救和挽回就做成了。那弟兄姊妹们，我们回过头来看，那我们这些人能不能现在就让神说，某某人啊，你真是能让我从你身上发表我的荣耀了。
Are we to be able to be said of God, so and so, indeed my glory can be seen in you?
很惭愧。
Very shamefully.
连我自己在内，恐怕也不敢在神面前说这样的一句话。
Even for myself before God, I dare not say those words.
我们只能说神了，我真盼望能这样。
I can only say before God, God, I hope this can be the case.
但是我想今天我还不到这个地步。
But I'm not there today.
弟兄姊妹们，虽然这个是我们的实际，
Even though that is our reality,
但是神在我们身上所做的那个事情，
But the work of God upon us,
他是一定要把我们带到这样的一个光景。
He surely will bring us to that condition.
那所以我和弟兄姊妹继续往前去了。
Therefore, as we continue forward,
我们是 在神的救恩里。
Yes, we are in the salvation of God.
我们都是在神的救恩里头，让神把我们造成一个称为基督身体的教会。
In God's salvation, we have been created as the body of Christ.
那么，神把我们造成这样的一个称为教会的基督的身体。
Now, God has created us in this organism as the body of Christ.
那我们已经是身体了，那还有什么话好说呢？
Now we are a body. What else is there to be said?
弟兄姊妹不是没有话好说，而是还有很多的话要说了。
There is still yet much more words to be said about that.
那我想弟兄姊妹你特别的留意。
Now brothers and sisters, pay
attention. 那当我们读以弗所书的时候，
When we read Ephesians,
你在第一章里边一直读下去。你读到一个地步，你看到保罗在圣灵的那个感觉的里边，他摸到了神这个荣耀的旨意的那个奥秘和那个荣耀。
You can see that God touches through the Holy Spirit that eternal will and the will of God's mystery.
那结果在他里头就涌出一个很厉害的祷告来。
And therefore, this very great prayer of his is uttered forth.
这个祷告的话语并不多。
These words are not too many.
但是话语里头的内容非常非常非常的不得了。我们今天也不是看整个的祷告的内容。我只是把这保罗祷告的那个内容其中的一个点提出来。但是弟兄们千万不要误会，以为这一个点是唯一的重点。
不，
保罗整个的祷告都是很重要。不过我特别提这一点，乃是这一点的话里边指出了一个事实，是我们不可以忽略的。
I highlight this point is because this point is a point that we cannot neglect.
弟兄姊妹，你记得我今天下午和弟兄姊妹问了两个问题，其实两个问题都是同一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, you remember I asked you two questions. In fact, they're all the same one question.
你为什么信主？
Why do you believe in the Lord?
你信主的目的在哪？
What is the purpose and your faith in the Lord?
这是同一个问题。
That's the same question.
我们如果不是回到神的话里面去，我们根本不知道我们信主的目的的。
If we do not go back to the word of God, we will not realize the purpose of our believing.
我们以为我们信主的目的就是解决我们将来见神的那个资格而已。
Now we believe that our faith in him will solve our qualification to meet him one day.
但是感谢神，
But we thank God.
神亲自向我们说出，
God personally tells us.
他选召我们，他的目的。
He has called us, he has chosen us, and his purpose.
那当然我们有我们的目的。
Of course we have our own purpose.
但是神说他也有目的。
But God tells us he has his purpose.
那神不管我们的目的起初是怎样。
So regardless of what our original purpose is.
但是他要把他的目的做在我们的身上。
But God will complete his purpose in us.
你说这个目的是怎么一回事呢？
Your question, what is this purpose?
弟兄姊妹们，如果神的灵把我们的属灵的眼睛打开，
sisters, the Spirit of God will open our eyes.
我们实在没有办法能相信得过来。
We just cannot believe this.
神真要做那么大的一件事吗？
Is this the great thing that God is to do?
但神的话是那样白纸黑字的摆在那。
But that is so plain in the word of God to us.
那这个话就表达了神的心意。
And this word tells us of God's
神的话说什么呢？
What does the word of God
在保罗那个祷告的里边，
in Paul's prayer,
他提到我们该有一些个认识。是很真正的认识，不是头脑的认识，很准确的认识，不但是在道理上你知道，并且在我们的经历上我们也尝到。那是什么事情呢？上面提到的事我不提了，我特别提就是提今天下午我们要交通这个点。
But I will highlight this point this afternoon.
神说要求神把圣灵赐给我们。
That Paul prays that God will grant us the Holy
Spirit. 让我们能明白神的自己和神的所要做的事。
So that we will come to know God and what He is to do.
那神要做什么事情呢？
What is it that God is to do?
那在那里就提到其中一件事。
There it mentioned this one point.
那一件事是什么呢？
What point is that?
是叫我们。是叫我们信的人去认识 神在我们身上要显明的那个能力有何等的浩大。
That is for us who believe in him to know what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe.
哦，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
当我们读经读到这一句话的时候
，When we read the scriptures and we read，
我们也许有点感觉
，Perhaps we might have some thoughts，
但是这个感觉一定是。不会很深的。
But I'm sure this thought would not be too deep.
但圣灵把我们里面照明的更明确一点的时候，
But when the Holy Spirit sheds even more light within us,
我们看见这一段话所说的事情是非常非常的严重的。
Where we're able to realize then how solemn these words here are.
严重到一个什么的光景呢？
How solemn are they?
弟兄姊妹留意，在字句上是这样说，叫我们去认识在我们这些信的人的身上所显明的能力是何等的浩大。所以弟兄姊妹，你首先要解决一件事情，神这个话不是对别人说的，是对我们说的。
It is spoken to us.
那我们是谁呢？
Who are we?
我们是信的人。
We are those who believe.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你特别留意，
If you pay attention,
主是向信的人来说这个话。
The Lord is speaking these words to those who believe.
对我们这些信的人说这个话是什么目的呢？
For those who believe, what is the purpose?
那个目的，你说简单，很简单。
You say the purpose is very simple.
你说复杂，非常复杂。
But you say complicated. Yes, it's very complicated.
复杂不是那个真理上的复杂。
It is not complicated in the truth.
复杂是那个经历上的复杂。
It is complex in the experience.
我们不扯得那么远。
We won't go too far.
我们就留在这里。
But here,
要叫我们这些信的人知道。
So those who believe may know.
神在我们身上所显明的能力有何等的浩大？
What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us?
有多大呢？
How great is that power?
主自己就给我们解说了。
The Lord tells us that.
这一个能力，
This power.
曾经显在基督的身上，
Which he wrought in Christ.
叫他复活。
When he raised him from the dead,
把他带到高天，
and set him at his right,
然后坐在神的右边，
in the heavenly places,
得着一个权，得着所有的权柄，
so that we have gained all those,
远超过一切的地上的、天上的、远处的、近处的、今生的、来生的。
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and everything that is named not only in this world,
全都包括在里边。
And everything is included in
it. 弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
好好的来留意这里头所宣告的那个事情。
Pay close attention to this matter.
我不和弟兄姊妹们看到那个具体的情况。
I won't go into practically this matter.
因为我们这个聚会里面也没有那么足够的时间来进入那个具体的内容。
Because we don't have enough time in this meeting to go into the practical matter.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你能抓到这主说的这个话的那一个实际的光景，
sisters,
我们真是像一些弟兄所说的，我们都要跳起来在那里敬拜感谢赞美神。
Then as some brothers explained, share with us, we have to jump and leap for joy to worship and praise God for it.
因为这里说的是什么呢？
Because what does this tell us here?
用简单的话来讲，
In simple words,
神要把基督的经历做成我们的经历。
God is to make the experience of Christ to be our own experience.
弟兄姊妹们，你特别注意这一个。
Pay attention to this.
是基督的经历成为我们的经历。
This is the experience of Christ to be our experience.
你留意这里说的话是不是这样？
Pay attention to the word here. Is that what it's?
他要叫我们明白那一个写在我们身上的能力是何等的浩大。
So that we may know the exceeding greatness of the power he has towards us.
怎么浩大法呢？
How great is it?
就像写在基督的那一个能力是一样。
It's the same power that
就带出这样的一些结局。
And it tells us of this result.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
弟兄姊妹，现在你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, now you see.
那为什么刚才我特别问的弟兄姊妹们 你信主为什么？
That is the reason why I ask you, why do you believe in the Lord?
我们巴不得我们的主把我们带出我们起初信主的那一个倾向。
May it be that the Lord will deliver us from our first inclination when we believe in it.
把我们引到神为我们预备救赎的那个恩典的事实。
That he will lead us into the reality of the grace that he has for us.
神要把神儿子的经历做成我们的经历。
That God is to bring about in us the same experience He has brought about in His own Son.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你想想看
，Think about this。
我们是什么人
？Who are we？
我们凭什么可以在神面前蒙这样的祝福
？By what can we receive such great blessing from God？
按照我们的想法。
Yet in our
thought, 我们不被定罪已经是不得了的大事。
It's great enough if we're not condemned for our sin.
那现在神说。
Now God says,
他还要把基督的经历做成在我们的身上。
God is to bring the same experience that is brought in Christ to be.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们从来都不敢想的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we dare not even think.
如果我们到了第二章，
If we go to chapter two,
你看到基督的经历在那里有一个很比较细的表达。
You can see the detail that records for us the experience of Christ.
说我们与基督一同活过来。
That we have been quickened together with Him.
说我们与基督一同复活。
That we have been raised together.
说我们是与基督一同坐在天上。
That we have been seated together with Him in heaven.
好，弟兄姊妹，当我们真能领会这些话的时候，我们才晓得神在我们身上那个选召是怎么的一个安排。
Then we know how great that calling of God is upon us.
那如果我们从以弗所书第一章上边去看，
Now we look at from Ephesians chapter 1,
你看得很清楚，
you can see very clearly,
基督是怎么经历，
whatever Christ is,
我们就是怎么的经历，
that is also going to be
基督经历过来的结果是怎样，
what is the result of the Christ,
我们的经历也就是怎样，
that is also our experience,
除了我们不会成为神以外，
and besides the point that we will not be God,
基督所有的一切都成了我们的所有，
all that Christ is will become ours.
弟兄姊妹，你不相信就多读几遍这段话。你读下来的时候，你只能读出这样的一个结局。那说到这个结局的时候，还没有完。哎呦，你说就是这样，我们也不太容易跟上来。但是感谢我们的主。当我们把主的话在那样紧的抓住的时候，我们很清楚地看到一件事，不就是基督的经历成了我们的经历。基督是从死里复活，我们也是从死里复活。基督坐在神的右边，我们也与基督一同坐在那个位置。基督是国度的王，按照救赎的安排，我们也该与基督一同在国度里作王。而如果我们按照神的把基督的经历在我们身上有一个完整的接过来，弟兄姊妹，你就晓得一件事情，基督所有的一切的荣耀丰富全都成了我们的荣耀和丰富。
All the glory and riches of Christ will have become ours.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的主。
Indeed, we praise and thank.
但是刚才我说了，
but I've said,
神的话并没有停在这里。
The word of God does not end there.
神的话是继续往前说，说什么呢？以弗所书第一章末了的那里，他说教会就成了基督的身体。
The church has become the body of Christ.
那这个话呢，我们留到明天再交通。
Now we'll leave these words for tomorrow.
都是留到明天再交通。
We'll share them tomorrow.
更重要的那件事情。
But more importantly,
便叫我们成了那充满万有者所充满的。
That we have become His body, which is the fullness of Him who fills all and in all.
弟兄姊妹，这话怎么说的？首先你要解决谁是充满万有的。你非常容易明白的，那是父的自己。我们在基督的经历上面被带到一个这样的地步。
In the experience of Christ, we are brought to this point.
神所有的丰满要成了我们的丰满。
That all the fullness of God will become our fullness.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不是单单是一个宣告。
Brothers and sisters, this is not merely a proclamation.
如果我们有时间读到第三章里面保罗接上来的祷告呢？
If we have time to read chapter 3, the second prayer of Paul.
我们就更清楚地看见神如何把我们领进这样的一个荣耀丰富的完成。我们感谢赞美我们的主。我们实在是看到神借着他的儿子把他那个永远的救赎带到一个完全可以成就的基础上。
That God has, through His Son, has brought the eternal salvation of His to a foundation where it will be complete.
然后神就把我们这些蒙拯救的人带回来，放在基督的里头。
And then God has brought us who have been redeemed and placed us in Christ.
然后他就借着圣灵的工作，在我们身上把他的经历一点一点地扎到我们的身上。
And then through the working of the Holy Spirit, He adds bit by bit, one by one, the experience of Christ onto us as our own.
然后把我们身上原来有的与基督没有关联的、不像基督的事物，一点一点地给我们挪开。
Then one by one, bit by bit, of our own experience that has nothing to do with Christ, He will remove for us.
一直等到有一天。
Until one day.
我们真的成了在基督里首先有盼望的人的那一个要求。
Then we will fulfill the requirement of His that we are first who have trusted in Christ.
神在我们身上能得着荣耀。
So let us give you the praise of God's glory.
神继续要做成的那个永远的旨意，在我们的身上有了出口。
The eternal will of God then will have a channel out upon us.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。等我们在这里呢，回头来看到，我们从不认识主到认识主。
Here when we reflect from our not knowing the Lord until we know the Lord.
原来不是我们仅仅得着拯救那么简单。
It is not nearly so simple as our being saved.
而是我们这些人都带给带进神的永远荣耀的旨意的里。
But we have all been brought into the glorious will of God.
然后神就按照他自己的安排，把我们继续带到他的目的的完成。
Then God, according to His own glorious arrangement, will bring us into the completion.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
巴不得神借着他自己说的话来直接照明我们里面的眼睛。
May God through His own spoken word will enlighten our eyes within.
让我们晓得今天我们在神的面前不是只是做一个承受恩典的人。
So that we will realize we're not merely ones who are receivers of grace.
也是一个在那里彰显神的恩典的作为的人。
But we will be also a vessel to manifest His glory.
我们一同要向祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主，人的话虽然停止，但是你向人说话的事情不会停止。求我们的主用着你说过的话，今天向我们再说，说到我们众人里边都明亮起来，让我们在这个末了的日子的里头，我们是能按照你的心意来跟上你的目的。感谢我们的主，因为在你没有改变也没有转动的影儿，耶和华的热心一定